Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Path Between the Seas, The Creation of the Panama Canal, 1870 to 1914 by David McCullough, is a comprehensive narrative that details the tremendous effort, engineering feats, and the political and financial intrigues involved in the creation of one of the modern world's most extraordinary achievements, the Panama Canal. The book covers the period from the initial idea proposed by the French in 1870 to the successful completion and handover by the Americans in 1914. McCullough, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, masterfully weaves together the dreams, challenges, and perseverance of those involved in this monumental project. He provides an extensively researched account that not only celebrates human ingenuity and ambition, but also exposes the darker sides of the enterprise, including immense human suffering and environmental impact. Through his vivid narrative, McCullough transports the reader back in time, offering a window into the complexities of this colossal undertaking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the French fiasco. The initial attempts to construct the Panama Canal were carried out by the French under the leadership of Ferdinand de Lesseps, celebrated for the Suez Canal. However, de Lesseps' ambition was clouded by inadequate planning and a gross underestimation of the challenges posed by the Panamanian jungle. The financial strategies employed involved misleading investors and was marred by corruption, leading to a scandal famously known as the Panama Affair. Moreover, the project was catastrophically impacted by tropical diseases like yellow fever and malaria, which claimed the lives of thousands of workers. The French effort ultimately collapsed in 1889, leading to a significant financial loss and leaving a legacy of failure and a partially dug canal. Secondly, the American takeover following the French failure. The United States under President Theodore Roosevelt took on the challenge of completing the canal to facilitate maritime trade and military movement. The transfer of the canal zone's control to the U.S. was fraught with political maneuvering, including the support of Panama's independence from Colombia. Once in control, the Americans, under the leadership of John Stevens and later George Washington Goethals, reimagined the project, opting for a lock-based canal rather than a sea-level one. The American era of the canal construction was marked by significant advancements in engineering, disease control, and labor management. This period showcased the United States' burgeoning engineering capabilities and its ascendancy on the world stage. Thirdly, health and sanitation triumphs. One of the most significant achievements of the American effort in Panama was the control and near eradication of diseases that had previously decimated the workforce. Spearheaded by Dr. Tropper, William Gorgas, and drawing from the pioneering work of Dr. Carlos Finlay and Dr. Walter Reed on the transmission of yellow fever, extensive sanitation efforts were undertaken. Swamps were drained, living conditions improved, and comprehensive mosquito control campaigns were implemented. These efforts significantly reduced the incidence of yellow fever and malaria, transforming the isthmus from a white man's grave into a relatively safe place for workers. This public health triumph was pivotal, not just for the success of the canal's construction, but also as a landmark in the field of tropical medicine. Fourthly, engineering innovations. The construction of the Panama Canal was a showcase of early 20th century engineering and technological innovation. The adoption of a lock-based canal was a decision that necessitated the construction of massive concrete structures, extensive excavation, and the creation of the largest artificial lake of the time, Gatun Lake. The use of the Panama Railroad for the removal of spoil was another logistical marvel. The canal's design and the implementation of colossal steam shovels, dredges, and other machinery demonstrated not only the advancement of engineering practices, but also the human capacity to reshape the natural world on an unprecedented scale. These innovations set new standards in the field of civil engineering and have had a lasting impact on subsequent large-scale construction projects. Lastly, political and economic implications. The completion of the Panama Canal had profound political and economic implications for the world. It served as a critical strategic asset, significantly reducing the maritime journey between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, and enhancing the economic and military mobility of naval powers, particularly the United States. The canal's construction and eventual control by the U.S. underscored the nation's growing influence in Latin America and its emergence as a global power. On a broader scale, the canal facilitated the globalization of trade by making the movement of goods more efficient and less costly. However, it also led to tensions and controversies, particularly concerning the sovereignty and rights of Panama and other Latin American countries, laying the groundwork for future diplomatic conflicts. In conclusion, The Path Between the Seas, The Creation of the Panama Canal, 1870 to 1914, is essential reading for history enthusiasts, engineering and architecture students, professionals in maritime and transportation industries, and anyone interested in the monumental efforts behind one of the world's most significant engineering feats. David McCullough's exhaustive research and engaging narrative capture the human ambition, innovation, and resilience required to bridge two oceans. The book offers crucial insights into the complexities of international politics, public health achievements, and engineering innovations, making it relevant for policymakers and public health professionals. It offers valuable lessons on leadership, project management, and the importance of multidisciplinary approaches in solving complex challenges. Reading this book can inspire individuals to pursue ambitious goals, appreciate the intertwining of history with modern achievements, and understand the impact of human endeavors on the world's geopolitical and economic landscape. If you would like to support David McCullough, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.